Hello and welcome to another episode of the Natural Perfume Academy Scent Panel. I'm Ruth Ruan. I've got Anne Walsh here with me, and today's topic is attars. This introduction was actually recorded the day after because Anne and I just got talking straight off the bat and I never got to introduce this episode properly at the time. Before we jump in, I want to welcome any new listeners and say thank you so much to all our subscribers and to everybody who has listened to or shared the podcast. If you don't have time to listen to the whole thing now, just save it for later and make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss the next episode. Keep an eye on the description as well, because Anne mentions a couple of recipes during the conversation and we'll include those there. There'll also be a link to the supplier that Anne recommends where you can buy attars. Right, that's it. We're just going to jump straight in. Thanks so much for listening. Learn, create, inspire.
Hey!
How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Anne. I was going to just start off with, because I don't know much about attars, but I thought I'd just give a little introduction first, because, and then you're going to be doing most of the, because I don't know, you're going to be telling me loads of stuff because I don't really know. I could only find one, which I'll talk about, but I could find one in all of my collection that's an actual, it says attar. It's a mitty attar. It says mitty, from Eden Botanicals.
Fantastic one.
Yeah. Beautiful. It says baked earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like in a strict sense, an attar is made by hydrodistilling aromatic material so that its vapor is condensed directly into sandalwood oil or another receiving base. Historically and commercially, however, attar, like A-T-T-A-R, can also mean rose essential oil, a concentrated perfume oil, or almost any alcohol-free fragrance. So this podcast is more about the first one. It's not about the second one, right? Yes. Yeah. Because
so attar from oil.
Rose
oil. This is Otto.
Yeah, now. Otto. And I think people just get mixed up and they think, and I think that
it's
is
the same sound, the same origin of the word, maybe.
Yeah. Just like attar sounds like a very simple category until you ask one extra question. What exactly was distilled and into what? In the 19th century European perfumery, again, this says attar of roses meant the distilled essential oil of rose in, how do you say it, Canouge? It's K-A-N-N-A-U-J.
Canouge.
Yeah. The classic craft is stranger and more beautiful. Flowers, roots, spices, or even baked clay are boiled with water in a copper deg. The vapor travels through bamboo into cooled copper receiver already holding sandalwood oil.
Yeah.
Wow. The fragrant molecules are captured by that second perfume material. Modern shops then use attar more broadly for alcohol-free perfume oils, including blends and synthetics. So that's why people have to, when they see attar, they've got to know, you have to be careful, you know, because it is used.
Yeah, because there's a plenty of synthetic too. They mix with synthetic sometimes.
Yeah.
Like this Opsugand from India.
Whoa. And tell me, what's that now again?
Opsugand is called. It's jasmine with something else. I don't know what.
And that's an attar now.
I know there's a difference between attar and mukhalat.
Okay, yeah.
Mukhalat is combo that you make with oils, with the essential oils. So you mix them out and make a perfume only with essential oils, and you use it direct or dissolved in our oil, alcohol. So this is a mukhalat.
Okay.
Attar is co-distillation. It's you distill it with the sandalwood oil, waiting for it.
Right, yeah, or other, it doesn't have to be, but
And
traditionally sand, yes.
they can be a
Yes,
recipe.
yes. And sandalwood is good
Shamana.
because it's very kind of stable, isn't it? Sandalwood does make that most beautiful base.
Gives it a beautiful fixation too.
Yes. Oh, I can just imagine. Oh my God.
It's beautiful. And there are some recipes. I selected.
I was going to say, even in your book, do you have? I was going to say, if you had something in your book, I bet you have a chapter in your book about
Yes,
natter.
a little bit only, but I found it. I studied it them a little bit.
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember White Lotus Aromatics?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So they used to bring a lot of attars. I bought a few of them, and they were so generous to give a lot of recipes for you to make the combos inside. You know,
Oh,
you make
wow.
the
Amazing. I'm going to
mukhalat.
look that up. That's a new word as well. And is that word, is it Arabic word, is it?
Attar.
No, mukallat.
Mukhalat, yes, an Arab
Wow.
word.
And attar is as well, isn't it?
Most of the attarwalas are Muslim.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah. Fabulous.
So I've got some 1, 2, 3, 6, more than 10. I think it's 15 different recipes for attars. And they are all composed, you know, not only one, because you can have like rose attar, jasmine attar, tuberose attar. It's called
Oh
Rajni
my
Duggar.
God.
So you imagine to combine tuberose with sandalwood,
Yeah.
the stuff
That's
it
what I'm
you,
just thinking.
yeah.
Oh my God.
You,
Like, I
it's
gotta get my hands on. I don't know why. I mean, this one
beautiful.
was even just sent to me as a sample. So I just don't know why I've never even gone down that road of, because like what
And
you're
this is
getting, oh.
Mithi Attar, smells like rain.
This
Smell it.
is like, I opened it. I was
Rain,
like,
it's
I
pure
cannot.
rain.
It's like rain. It's like, you know, when you break open earth, it's like that though as well, isn't it? It's like,
Yes. Mithi Attar means
yeah.
the first monsoon.
Is that what it is? And but it
Yeah.
also is sweet as well. It's sweet
Yes, flowery.
and flowery. You're kind of going,
Yes, fantastic.
what?
Fantastic stuff. It's beautiful. So
Yeah, and I
they.
mean, I put this on here. Oh, it's easily about a half an hour ago, and it's just wafting, you know,
Yeah.
like from a distance.
Especially Mithi
Yeah.
Attar. You can't smell it very close because you can't distinguish anything. But from afar, it's just the rain.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And this has this smokiness as well to it. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, this is the
Yeah.
sandalwood thing.
It's incredible, really. And also, this is as old as the hills. I mean, this must be, God knows how old it is. And it's like,
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The age just
oh
makes it better.
no. Yeah. And I mean, the fact that I found it, like, look at the sizing of this thing. Look, through
Yeah.
all the years that I had and I knew where it was, I was able to
Like a
put my
piece of
hand on
diamond.
it.
It's like
It's
a
a
piece
tiny,
of diamond.
I can't believe I just have one. That says attar, but yeah, it wanted to be found. There's only a few
Yeah.
drops in it.
Yeah, I love them all. And there are a few oils that with sandalwood you can make a tart with,
Yeah.
like the henna flower, the flower, the henna.
Yeah, make the attar from
The
that.
flower, and the
Yeah.
flower is a base for a tattoo.
Okay,
So
imagine.
instead of sandalwood, they put the henna flower, and it gives you a kind of wetness.
Okay. Is there another name for the henna flower that I might want?
Gulhina.
What's it called?
Gulhina.
Gulhina. No, I haven't heard Gulhina. No, but
Yeah,
it rings
but
a bell as well, though.
it's not a
Yeah.
good base for attars. There's a very famous one called Majmua that's
Okay.
made with henna. And vetiver too is another possibility.
As a base, like instead of
It's a
the.
base.
Oh,
Yes, and oud. An
wow.
oud.
Imagine.
I imagine. I can only imagine. I can't
Oh.
buy them. Sorry to say that. I can't buy them. Only imagine.
So what other one
So
have you got there then?
I've got I brought a few only from the lab. I brought this new one called Kadamb.
Oh, that's the one that got us talking about this in the first place.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Kadamb. It's beautiful, Ruth. It's a flower, it's a fruit. They
Wow.
distill the fruit. Yeah, it's like a peach color fruit, but completely different from anything I've seen. It's amazing, a
Okay.
beautiful thing. And the smell, I don't really know how to compare anything.
And is it a kind of a tarty? Is it a kind of
Strange.
strange?
Strange, strange.
Strange like watermelon strange or strange
Strange
like
like jackfruit.
oh
Jaca.
really?
Yeah, it's very
Okay.
strong. Ah, kind
Knock you
of
out.
very. Yeah.
Animal kind of. A bit
I don't know.
stinky, a bit stinky.
I didn't dilute it yet, you
See,
know.
this is it.
I'm still in love with it.
Oh,
Just looking from afar.
yeah, look from afar and then dilute if you want to get a bit closer.
Yeah, looking for a far. And this
Yeah.
Cuda
Beautiful.
is pandanus,
Oh,
pandanus.
pandanus. Oh, I have a little 10% dilution of pandanus there that I had a tiny bit and it. You know what ages
Like
really well?
wind, it's like wind.
Isn't it just an amazing? Yeah.
Smells like beautiful wind or something like
Yeah, it
that.
does. Yeah. And it kind of smells almost like it from another planet as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Got
Yeah.
that like.
We've got
But
this
can, I can't.
fragrance.
And so this is an attar with pandanus, a
Yeah.
pandanus. Oh my God. So what?
Have to dilute it, yes. No, I didn't dilute it yet, you know, so
Okay, so it's like
it's still
really a
strong
kicker if you
wind.
don't dilute it. It's up.
Wow, but
Yeah.
beautiful. It's beautiful. And I've got these, those, I've got the rose one, Gulab Attar.
Oh, stop. What that must be like.
It's
It's
rose.
a perfume just by itself, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like with the
Beautiful.
sandalwood, it is because
And
sandalwood
it's
does crazy things to rose. They do crazy things to each other.
yeah, and then this one, it's a
Yes.
bit different from the one I had before. But the sandalwood gave it a bit of woodiness.
My God, yeah.
This one gave it a little powderiness. It's
Oh.
like iris or something like that. It's amazing. It's totally
Oh,
different.
it's maybe
The
the ink.
recipe.
Yeah.
It's on another make, definitely. And this one is really powdery.
Beautiful.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh,
The way
wow.
somebody would modify
Yeah,
the.
I was actually one of the things I had thought about this one, the Mithi Attar, was that powderiness. Because it has that sand. Powderiness that you have from sandalwood, but like that dry earth kind of thing just cracking open, you know,
Yeah.
to reveal it's that kind of like powderiness that you get from the earth as well, you know, in that instance, like, isn't it?
It's
The two
beautiful.
together, it's just so sweet.
Powdery and dusty.
Yeah, powdery and dusty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like it's almost, I know there's, like you say, it has that
Is the thing
floral.
about attars. They are not totally clean. I
Okay,
think
yeah,
even
go on.
if you make a lavender one, it's not totally clean because lavender is so clean, isn't it?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. It really would tone it down.
You
And a lav that's the thing about lavender, though, that is kind of annoying sometimes, is it's like has that
so
kind of
clean,
too
so
clean sometimes, you know?
yeah. And I think even if you make an attar with lavender, it won't be so clean.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
So it'd be like mixing of two worlds, wouldn't it? Because like most of the ones, like tuberose would be from the same area, you know, that they would make. Yeah,
Yeah.
where and so would rose, so would the all of the other ones, but
Oh,
lavender is more.
they sent me a sample of their lavender too.
Oh, they're already doing it. Oh, no
Yeah,
way.
this
Oh, what's it like?
not attar, but
Oh, not a
the
tart.
pure
Wow,
oil
yeah.
of lavender, but very nice lavender that smells a little bit like coconut.
Oh, beautiful. Oh,
There's a
lovely.
tinge of coconut in
They're
it.
nice and soft. So is it the absolute or the essential oil they sent you?
The essential oil of
Oh, the
lavender.
essential oil, yeah. I like absolutes better. For lavender, I like absolutes better.
So sweet.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
sweet and soft and like you're smelling the plant,
Yes,
whereas
yeah.
the essential oil can be kind of like a bit sharp or very herbally, isn't it?
Camphorose and
Camphorous,
maybe yeah.
that's the word I was looking for.
With a little bit of medicinal thing,
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, absolutely.
But about attars, this guy I buy from, he's from Canoj, and he's got a company in there. He makes all the attars from his family.
Okay, and are they still in operation?
It's more than 200 years of
Well, I'll be getting that link
office.
off you, and I'll put that link in the description.
It's called Ali Brothers. Ali
Beautiful.
Brothers.
Excellent, excellent.
And
And do they ship, you don't know, do they ship worldwide, do you?
they do. They
Oh,
do. They
fantastic.
do. The pity is that we have such a lot of taxes here in Brazil. The customs are so expensive. You pay the double, maybe
Oh, so
more
it's,
than double.
you're worse off now than we are, but
If you buy it and send it to Italy or Ireland or Europe anywhere, it's going to be much cheaper.
okay, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely, I'll get the link off you and I will so
Ali
people can
Brothers,
Ali Brothers.
very,
Alibrothers. The word you used was Majum ma no. Majmua, that was the word you used, was it? Yeah. And then there's another one here. It's Shamama.
Shamama,
That's another one you
and
said. And Hina. Hina is the one from the henna flowers. Hina, Hina.
this Shamama base, I've got the recipe for it
And
if you
so what's
want.
the Shamama base again, sorry?
The
That's the veg.
Shamama base is frankincense,
Oh.
labdanum, ambret, myrrh, oak moss, Virginia cedarwood, clary sage, and siam wood.
Wow.
So this is
Ooh,
the
that'd be
combo.
something else, wouldn't it?
So it's they've got, and you have to mature it for 6 months, otherwise it won't be good. The majmua
Yeah.
is the simplest. I made one copy of it. It's quite nice.
I'm sure it is, and I would,
I
oh,
bought the
I'd
real
give out the
stuff
spell.
to compare. I bought a tiny bit of the real stuff to compare,
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
identical. It's a pretty good
Oh,
recipe.
okay, go on.
It's
Tell me more. Tell me about that one.
vetiver, hina, jasmine grandiflorum, zdravets. It's a Stravets' geranium from Hungary for Bulgaria and
Okay.
Cuda.
How do you spell that now?
Pandanus.
Cuda. Cuda. What's that?
Cuda, pandanus.
Oh, the pandanus. Oh my God. Yeah.
So this is the
Wow.
color.
And so this
Vetiver,
is
it
the.
just means Stravets and Cuda.
Oh
And
my God.
Stravets is beautiful.
Oh, that's anything but simple, though. I mean, wow.
No, it's a simple
That just sounds.
composition. It's only five or five items,
I
but
know, but like, what five
complicated.
items? Like.
It's difficult to find them.
Wow, would be difficult to find them.
And
Okay.
I made a kind of an adaptation, blah blah blah, maybe again. Okay. I put my recipe underneath in pencil, of course.
And have you still got it there, or
Yeah, I
you probably
made my copy in it.
your
But there
adaptation?
are
And so what?
many, many. The oil of tranquility.
That's what you called it. Oh, it must have smelled
Asthma.
like tranquility.
The vetiver, of course.
Yeah.
It's cassie absolute, rose absolute, frankincense, Zdravets again, vetiver, myrrh, rose auto, pink lotus absolute, sandalwood, and beeswax absolute.
Ooh, I have every one of those, you know.
Good
I might try
call.
that.
If you want me, I'll
Oh no,
send you
and this is all going to be transcribed
the
as well. Yeah, this will all
quantity.
be transcribed so we can, you know, I can put little bits as well on.
Okay,
Yeah.
I'll give you the recipes of
Yeah.
these three.
Our listener is going to love that.
Yes, I know. I know. I made it on
Goodness.
purpose so that I have to take
Oh,
those recipes. Very good recipes.
what's roux then? RUH. Yeah.
Roux is the spirit of roux is a ghost, the
Okay.
soul of. So when you got roux vetiver, it's the
Yeah.
soul of vetiver. They've got the couscous, which is the vetiver, common vetiver, cultivated, and the roux is the one
Okay.
they collect from the wild.
And so it would only be used in relation to vetiver, not anything else.
No, everything. Like when you've got a wild version of that thing.
Okay.
For instance, what is roux? Roux is labdanum.
Okay, I
You
see.
can escape from the roux in
Yeah.
there. You have to go and on your knees and get the thing from the plant, otherwise you can't get it. This
Okay.
is roux. Frankincense is roux. Myrrh is roux. Any resin is roux. Because you get it from the tree direct. And
Okay.
the wild version is the only version there is. You
I
can't
see.
plant
Yeah.
frankincense trees. They grow in the wild and that's it. But vetiver roux
You're dead
is
right.
beautiful. It's
Yeah.
beautiful. It's completely different from the other. Not so earthy.
Okay.
It's more herbal, more top note
Yeah,
than.
not a lot of people would know that it's a specialist trade distinction.
So I've got many recipes of attars here. So if you want
So,
to
yeah. So when you say recipes now, do you mean they're already made or they're you bought?
No,
No.
they are mukhallats made with the recipe of the attars. So you can make the combination of these plants, these essential oils, these absolutes, these como chama, meu Deus, matéria-prima, raw materials. You've got these raw materials and you work with them to make the combination of an attar, but not distilling it them together,
Yeah,
which
they're already the attars already made. So they're
So you
combining of
just
them.
combine and make a mukhalat of the recipe,
Okay,
and
out of the
it's going to be
recipe.
similar. It's going
Yeah.
to be similar. It's going to be beautiful.
And authentic.
Quite. I think it's going to be a replica.
So this is ancient, though, isn't it? Attar.
Yes, it's
It
very
goes back
ancient.
here because I'm looking here, ancient and early medieval.
So, yes.
And then you have the 9th and 12th centuries, detailed Islamic perfume chemistry and distillation literature, wide circulation of aromatic knowledge. I don't think a lot of people realize that. 7th century, and that's Kanuj. We said that already. Kannauj.
Yes, Kanoj.
Kannauj.
Yes.
Courtly aromatic culture and trade with precious fragrant materials.
So they're still there. They're still doing the same thing in the same dags.
And then the
Nothing
different
else.
words for it as well, a deg and a changa and a babka.
Yeah. Babka is the bottle. Changa
That's
is the nose. The condenser of the distiller.
yeah. You know your
That
stuff,
is
Anne. You know your
the
stuff.
pan. Yeah. And that is the pan.
The seal. That's exactly it. It's like I'm testing you now,
The
but I feel so
pan
ignorant when I'm
is
talking to you
the
about anything. I just feel like, uh-oh.
homework.
I know nothing.
No, you know, of course, you know.
Okay, so
But
wait a minute now. There's the back babka, the
because
ga.
I'm mad about them, mad
Yeah.
about the tars and essential oils in general. You know, I see anything that's new that I don't know, I go run and buy it.
Also, there's a thing called a kupi as well, a KUPPI. And it
I,
says it's a, do you know what
those
that is?
bottles, is those bottles of
Yeah, a leather bottle.
leather bottle.
That's so
Get
interesting.
these
So,
people.
oh my God, it says here now, you know what it's for, but it says its permeability assists removal of residual water while retaining the oil. It is part dewatering, part maturation vessel. Wow.
It's I'm gonna buy a few.
So the
I can't resist.
molecules, the water molecules, are able to seep out,
To evaporate, yeah.
but the oil molecules are too large, they stay inside. Oh my God, that's so clever, isn't it? Imagine how they must smell, though. Oh.
Oh,
And you can keep it
scented, you
maturing.
know. With, last week, one guy from Hyderabad called me and said, "I've got kippies to sell."
Wow.
Oh gosh, there I go again.
Well,
In
I've never even known that word. And then I was thinking,
October, in
you know,
October
when
when I'm.
they're maturing whiskey or they're maturing wine in, wooden casks, the
They're so
kippies.
beautiful, those little bottles.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
sure.
they're all round.
And a leather cork or a wooden cork, ceramic
No,
cork.
it's cork, normal
Yeah.
cork.
And then the person is the name is a digha, DIGHAA. It's a skilled distillation. That's the person who does all the work of distillation is called a digha. How do you say it?
I know the Atarwala, which is the guy of the recipe.
I love that.
Atarwala. I know only Musa Khan, but sometimes you can find people who know some Atarwala and need some information too. It's good to talk with your seller, spend a little time talking to them because they give you a lot of hints. And how to's, you know, with the oils and things.
Because
And
they understand the oils better than anybody.
Oh, yes. They are, millennia of knowledge in perfumes and recipes and how to make them. And oh, they know the lot from their babies, they are inside the factory playing with the bags.
Very good point. So they probably love to talk about it.
A lot, even the way they say, you have to put human, how you say, manure,
Yeah,
human
manure.
manure
Yeah.
in the roses, otherwise you can't get the.
We'd put a horse manure, but I mean, they grow on the poo, like that's what they need.
So they all know. Here we use, how to say, those things to compost, biodigesters. So they use the sewage in the biodigesters, and they use this kind of thing, kind of manure
Amazing.
to cultivate the roses. Otherwise, they don't produce scent. So you learn
It's
things.
but isn't it isn't
You
nature
learn.
just amazing that you just say what it would just turn it into the most beautiful scent in the world? You know, talk about turning a negative into a positive, you know.
Yes. Did I tell you about one of our students? He is actually a photographer in the police, and he got some, have to photograph to take pictures of accidents and murders and things like that, And sometimes he says there are weeks that the body is there decomposing. And he says, from far away, very far away, I can smell flowers. I can smell something divine, some beautiful thing. But as soon as you walk towards the thing, you see it's the body in decomposition that makes that smell, that beautiful smell that's in behind.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it?
It's
It's a little bit like
yeah.
celebrities, isn't it? They're great. You look at them from afar, but if you get up close and start learning about them, you're like, oh,
Oh
I wish I didn't
yeah.
know about you. Mad story, Anne.
Yes, it's just mad. It's completely mad, you can scent, you smell the thing from afar and it's nice. As soon as you approach it, it's getting worse and worse, and you see
Yeah.
it's the body in decomposition.
Like the
Stays
roses,
overnight.
like you say, if they don't grow in the manure, then they have no scent.
Now, yeah.
It's transformation or something is happening. That's maybe what he's smelling from far away, some kind of transformation of the body like that is when you rise above it or whatever.
I don't know you. When I know, I'll tell you.
So there's gulab, that's the rose. Kuda, you said that's the pandanus. Yeah, you mentioned that one. And the jasmine, the bella, camellia,
There's
that's the.
Bella and Chewy. Bella is
The ja jasmine sambac.
Grandiflorum. Sambac, yes, and the
Yeah.
other is Grandiflorum.
And you said the tuberose and you said the champaca one.
Yeah, Champaka. Yeah, I bought Champaka
Yeah.
too. Ooh, it's
And
beautiful.
you said the henna flowers, the kous, oh saffron. What about saffron?
Saffron.
Kesar saffron. That's listed here as one that would be you'd find at the attars. No, that'd be pretty amazing.
I didn't I didn't buy the attar. I
Yeah.
bought it pure to make perfume.
Amiti. Yeah, that one we did.
I got
Oud. We were talking about oud.
oud.
Yeah.
Oud.
And what about amber attar? No.
They make the amber musk attar, which is fossil, the one that you make jewelry with.
So when you pick it up, it doesn't smell like anything. You
It's
have to
natural.
you have
You
to
have to burn it.
like the seashells you were saying.
Yes,
So
like
you
the
have to
seashell.
burn them first to and then distill.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
It's
Yeah, it says
beautiful,
here
beautiful.
warm, sweet, resinous, balsamic, or like a dry, sometimes dry, woody, depending on style. That's the amber note that we look for. But
Yeah.
that's rare though, isn't it? That kind of that would be
Yeah.
rare.
Very rare.
Yeah.
I bought it. This time I bought it. Said,
Yeah.
I'm gonna have it. It's beautiful.
Because though I mean the fossilized resin itself is expensive.
Yeah,
And
but
then to actually
when
have
you
to
make the jewelries,
Yeah.
you put a lot of powder and the dust and things like that, the debris of the stone, and with this you can make the oil.
Okay. Oh, that's
So
a
you
very
don't
good point. So it'd be
concern
like a
anything.
byproduct.
Yeah,
Oh,
you don't concern
yeah.
anything.
I wonder how they must have discovered that by accident. You know, when they were
Yeah,
burning
because
and they went,
yeah,
what's the smell?
when they polish, the smells come.
And like a lot of people think, oh, there's nothing from the some people that, but that's completely wrong, isn't it? You know, some people
Yeah.
think, but they it's because if you crush up amber, you know, an amber bracelet or something, and you think that you're going to smell something. No, you're not. You can't, you
No.
don't smell anything unless you have to. It's there's a name for it, isn't it? Some kind of destructive process.
Destructive distillation.
And that's rare as well. Like the only one I knew about was Choya, the seaweed. Yeah.
Choya Luban and Choya Nak.
Yeah, that's the one I knew about, but I didn't know. And what's Choya Luban then? What's that?
Choya Luban is a frankincense, burned frankincense.
Here I am again. I don't know. I
And
don't know.
Choya Nak is the shells, seashells.
Okay, yeah, I have that one now, but the Choya Laban is so it's the burnt frankincense and then that's distilled
Yeah.
rather than just the frankincense resin. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my
It's the
God.
thing. And smells like burnt, really.
Completely different to normal
Completely
frankincense.
different.
There must be a reason why they do it, obviously, but maybe it does it have like different notes or.
Yes, you find a lot of different stuff in it. Like it's like potatoes. You can't smell potatoes when they're raw. But when you cook them, they smell good.
Yeah. You can burn them a little bit and they smell even better. You
Yeah,
know,
when you fry
when you get the
them, yeah,
brown.
ooh, yeah, like potatoes. So I think one day I'm going to buy some copaiba oil because copaiba oil is the similar thing I find with it's very similar to sandalwood
It's
oil.
very similar to sandalwood.
So I'm gonna treat this. I'm gonna buy a liter kind of. We'll distill inside copaiba and
Yeah.
see what's gonna result.
Because it has that stability, doesn't it?
The
Like,
price of
the
sandalwood is much
price,
cheaper.
and it's more sustainable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I absolutely love it, and it's amazing, and it's so gentle.
Very nice. Very,
Yeah,
very nice. I love it.
it would definitely hold and do as good a job, I think, if
Oh,
not
it's a
better than.
fantastic
Yeah,
fixative too. I use
it
it as a
is.
fixative, yeah. In
Oh. And so
my
would you use, because I have the
alcohol.
copaiba resinoid that's the pure before it's
From
distilled.
the oil,
Is
yeah,
that
from
what you
the
would use?
yeah.
Yeah, the pure resinoid,
They
yeah.
make a hole in the water, in the bark of the tree. Just psh,
Just pours out.
pours a little pipe in it and collect it with the bottle in.
And actually there's more goodness in the resinoid than there is in the, because you can buy the essential oil as well, where they distill it, but there's supposed to be something in the resinoid that isn't in the essential oil. It's like, well, obviously there is, but there's something in it that's it.
But I think it's I think the resinous part is very beautiful, and it loses it when you distill it. They made another kind of medicine with the oil, with essential oil of it. So
And
for the stomach, for the kidneys,
okay.
the joints is much lighter for you to take in,
It's
and
quite medicinal, the essential oil as well, isn't it? It has a more medicinal.
yes. And I think Copaiba is a bit big substitute to sandalwood. I made a few combinations with the with the spikenard. I made a
Beautiful,
few
beautiful.
with the Copaiba, and it was good, quite good, you know. Nice,
Beautiful.
very nice. Can work with it, tranquil.
And it does make a beautiful base note. It's like sandalwood. It has that same kind of like how sandalwood is beautiful with the delicate florals. It doesn't overpower them. You know,
Yeah, to have it.
Copaiba also does that.
Yeah, that milky facet of sandalwood, not at all. But the rest is there. I love the creaminess of sandalwood. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That
But then again,
creamy,
that
powerful.
creaminess is really only there when it comes to Mysore and
Yeah.
this Mitiatar. Then it's there.
Yeah.
Okay, I love Australian sandalwood, yeah, but it doesn't have the same
It doesn't have that thing.
creaminess.
No.
The Copaiba. We've actually been talking for an hour. I think we've had a very, very wonderful flow. And it's the 29th of August. So I wanted to see if you've got anything coming up. Maybe I saw a workshop you're doing. Are you
In
doing
October.
in October?
October,
And
yeah.
so I'll put a link to that. So that's a face-to-face workshop. Yeah,
You
that looks
in
very
Bahia again.
exciting.
Go to Bahia again, but to
You
the
are an
Caribbean.
absolute dynamo. You never stop.
Ah, it makes me tired, I tell you, man. I come back just rotten. But
Stop. When I do things like that, I might have to go lie down for like 3 days. You
I
did
know a lot of women. I know a lot of women. I know they are
Yeah, power to
great.
women. I tell you what,
Yeah, they're great. They're great. The women are great. Just love those.
We'll meet up. Maybe we'll go to India or maybe I'll come to Brazil.
Yes.
Maybe a big tidal wave will just wash me over to you. I wouldn't be surprised the way the weather is
Touch
going.
wood. Touch wood. Listen. Please, I'll copy the
Oh,
recipes and
yes.
send it to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And
Good.
we're going to put that as a little extra thing.
Shamama,
Yeah.
the Majmua, and another one that I don't remember the name, but it's there.
The one with the made with the henna flowers. The no,
Yes, yes,
yes.
yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Farewell, Anne, and thank you so much. And thanks to our listener as well for tuning in and
Yes, thank you all.
wishing you all the best. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye,
I'll say
Ruth.
bye-bye.
See you soon.